Hello, movie lovers. Welcome back to another episode of Chatty Sisters, where I talk movies. I'll start with the basics, like who was in it, what it's about, and my review. Then after a short break, we'll go deeper and get into the spoilers.
It is day 30, the last day of November. Oh my goodness, I cannot believe I made it through. This was honestly so hard to watch these movies and do the research and then record and edit and put it up was hard, but I had a really good time. I hope you guys had a good time. I'm glad it's over though. So I will not be talking to you guys tomorrow. I will be talking to you on Saturday, back to our regularly scheduled time and such. So yeah, the movie we're talking about today is Jexy. Tagline, she had him at hello. This movie is a movie that I watched on Netflix. It came out in 2019 and it is a rom-com, y'all. A romantic comedy. I cannot believe I did this, but I wanted to go out with a bang, okay? It is raunchy and it is feel good. And it's kind of weird to put raunchy and feel good in the same thing, but that's exactly what it was. It is rated R for strong, crude sexual content, language, some drug use, and graphic nudity. This movie is generally everything I hate in a comedy, but I actually really enjoyed it. Our writer directors are John Lucas and Scott Moore. They have both done the same movies, Bad Moms and 21 and Over, and they both have written The Change Up and The Hangover trilogy. We have a great cast. We have Adam Devine, who has a lot of movies on Netflix, but you may have seen him in Pitch Perfect as well as Workaholics. We have Alexandra Shipp, who was in X-Men Apocalypse and The Good Half. And then we have Rose Byrne, who was in Insidious and Bridesmaids. Our production companies are CBS Films, who did The Sense of an Ending and Seven Psychopaths. And then we have Entertainment One, who did Grey's Anatomy and Lone Survivor. The movie description is as follows. Forced to upgrade his phone, Phil finds his new device comes with a tough love virtual assistant set on improving his life whether he wants to or not. Would I recommend this movie? I hate to say it, but yes. I really enjoyed it. It was really funny. It was really raunchy. And, you know, just all around a good time. There was, you know, obviously there's a scene in rom-coms that it's just like the worst, lowest point of the movie. And that's why I don't like rom-coms. And honestly, if I wasn't doing a podcast, I probably would not have even put it on. And I would have missed that on a good movie. So, yeah, take a chance on the movies that you think you'll hate or send them my way so I can tell you whether or not it'll be what you want. So storyline was very easy to follow. The ending was good. I didn't need more. Rom-coms do a really good job of tying the movie up. I haven't technically seen a bad rom-com, just ones whose jokes I hate or the scene where things are at the lowest point is too hard for me to watch. Like it's too much going on. But in this one, I really liked it. I had a lot of fun watching it. And I was just sitting up there cracking up. I think Adam Devine is a great actor. And I want to go see more movies that he's done. Because I feel like I can... His type of humor is the type of humor that I can get down with. So, yeah. If you liked him in anything else you saw, I'm sure he's playing the same kind of character here. But that's all that I have to say for this part. I'm ready to move on to the spoilers because honestly, that's what these movies are all about. It's all about the content that's in the movie. So I'm going to say this part is a wrap.
All right, y'all. After this break, it's time for the after party, aka spoilers. Hope to see you there.
It's spoiler time. Please tell me you have watched this movie. And if you didn't watch this movie, if you're going to listen to the spoilers and you need a good comedy, please go watch it. This is a movie that you cannot get everything from me. You have to watch it and see, okay? So I can't believe this is happening, is his boss has the whole team playing him out of the room. So they have, he has this whole team beatboxing for him so that he can leave the room. And I'm like, this is so ridiculous, but I believe that people who actually run companies like this, the companies that put together lists about, you know, pop stars and things like that, are really like this. They are just fun in a really toxic way. And yeah. And then, of course, we have Wanda Sykes, who I don't know how she keeps a straight face while she's doing this stuff, because I was dying whenever she was on screen, okay? Telling him that he is worse than a crackhead, okay? Because crackheads get up, they leave the house, they get some fresh air. But no, he, what's his name? Phil is just sitting there on his phone all day long. And honestly, I feel that phones are so dangerous because you literally have to do nothing. You can order things right to your door from your phone. So yeah. And so also Jexy is a horrible assistant. I would hate that. I would never use my phone if I had to deal with her because she's so mean. But she is what I would like in a GPS, or maybe even like an Alexa, because it would be fun to kind of get responses like the ones she gave, but definitely not in my phone. You can't just be mean to me all day long. I would cry. I thought the budding romance between Phil and I can't even remember her name right now, but they were cute together. Okay. I really liked it. And I honestly, even though Phil has no game, I feel like somebody like him could end up with somebody like her. So it did not feel like completely unrealistic to me, because it's about the personality, right? And it was so cute. And then he got her number and he was like all geeked about it. And I'm like, yes, like, don't be afraid to be happy that you're getting the girl. And I think I like rom-coms from the men's perspective because they're a lot more goofy and like, he's trying to be the best he can be, but he sucks at it. And like, and he has no friends. So it's like, he also has nobody that he could talk to about it. Whereas the rom-coms that I've seen that are female-centered are like, they're just doing the most. And that's what makes it cringy for me. So then, of course, Phil tries to call her right away, but Jexy was like, absolutely not. You can't do this. And after he got that girl's phone number, he was like killing it everywhere, like doing the absolute best. And I was like, yes, that is what's up. And then this guy wants to send her a dick pic because she sent him a cleavage pic. And that scene was hilariously gross because I'm like, no, you are not getting in all of these positions. And then on top of that, we had to look at one of the pictures. And I was like, you have got to be kidding me. I forget what a raunchy movie is like, but I was rolling. It was hilarious. And Kid Cudi is in this movie. And you know, guys, you know, I love him after watching Intergalactic. And that whole scene, like that whole night for them, was magical. And I loved it for them. I'm like, I want a crazy wild night like that too. But let's be real, that's not realistic. But it was fun. I loved it. And then Jexy wants to be with him and ruins his life. And let me just say that every single scene almost in his house is wildly inappropriate. Yeah. It's just, this is the type of movie that you can't have your kids in the room because you don't know what's going to be said. And even though you barely see anything that's inappropriate, it's, you can feel the violations, okay? So, yeah. But eventually, you know, Jexy is trying to prevent him from seeing the girl and, you know, gets her ex-fiance back in town and things like that. And just ruining his whole life. Even got him fired because he, Jexy sent out all of the pictures that he took of his genitals to everybody in the office. So yeah, it was not great. It was not a good moment, but he does get the girl in the end, and it was really cute. And yeah, it was cute. I liked it. They were like at a concert at the end of the movie. And I'm like, yes, you live your life, Phil. And so, maybe he has an actual journalist job for him. Maybe now that he's gotten a girl, he could take more risk and things like that. I like it. I like dorky, raunchy rom-coms. They're fun. And this movie was exactly that. And I think it was a really good way to end Ne Pod Pomo. Thank you guys for enduring this month with me. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you guys had a lot of fun listening to these podcasts. And it's so crazy because, like, I don't even know what to do on Saturday now. Like, I've done such a range of movies, and I feel like one podcast a week is not enough. But I'm gonna stick to that for now. If things change, you guys will be the first to know. But yeah, thank you for sticking it out with me this month. I hope you enjoyed the movies. And if you have suggestions, hit me up anywhere and I'll go on a hunt and find the movie if I need to. But with that, I will let you guys go and I will talk to you on Saturday.
Thank you for listening today. I would love to hear your thoughts about the movie, so look for me on Twitter, Instagram, and Threads at Chatty Sisters. And if you enjoyed today's podcast, share it and leave a review. Now you know what I'm gonna say. If you don't believe me, then watch it. And if you don't agree, then comment.